When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record that they love.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
Good evening, Michael.
Hello.
Hello, Michael.
Hello. I just rang up because
you're lonely.
I was I'm a new listener. Well, not a new. I've been listening to your show for a year now, but I just felt like I should call in this evening.
What spirit entered you and caused you to pick up the telephone and dial our telephone number? What was it? What was it, Michael?
On an honest note, it was really just because I've been quite sad recently.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think that kind of it's maybe just sparked something tonight, you know.
What is there any reason for your sadness, or is it just a grey blanket has covered you?
There's a few reasons to do with like my family and stuff, but
yeah.
I think that just sort of made me want to call in. I don't know. I just
would a tickle,
I've thought
would
about
a,
it many times.
Would
you know?
A tickle help? Would if I tickled you? Would that help? I don't know if that's appropriate. I'm a good tickler. I'm a very good tickler.
Very good, you know, professional.
I'm a very keen amateur enthusiast at tickling. Here's the thing, Michael. This is my trick, right? I don't go for the underarm. I don't go for the underarms. No. I go for the waist, about 2 inches above your belt, and I go for behind the knees. Go for behind the knees. That gets you every time, doesn't it?
No, it probably does. It does.
So I don't know. Would that help even for a brief second, or do you think that would be inappropriate? And I'm happy to take your feelings on board here, young man.
I don't know. I really don't know.
We could try it.
Oh, well, okay, we'll try it then.
Should we try it? You ready?
Okay.
Here we go. Ticky, 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 ticky,
ticky. Idiot.
Ticky, 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 ticky. Here comes the tickle monster. Ticky, 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 ticky. It's working. Ticky, 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 ticky.
Yeah.
Ticky, 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 ticky. Is that helping, Michael?
Yeah, I've got a smile on my face.
Yeah. Helped you, you see?
Never fails, the old tickle monster.
Old tickle monster. What are you doing this weekend, Michael? Have you got anything nice lined up over the next 48 hours to look forward to?
I've got a tennis match tomorrow.
You've got a what match? Tennis?
A tennis match, yeah.
Are you any good?
There's plenty of room for improvement.
I'm gutted. Today was my eldest was playing football, and I love going to watch him play football. Is there a pen around here? I love going to watch him play football, and I got very excited because I went to see him, and I've got one here. I went to the school. It wasn't at his school. It was at another school, and I got there, and there's some other parents there, and we're chatting, and then his school rocked up, and I'm looking at the kids, and I'm looking for my boy and the kids, and I'm going, no, it's not. Where's my boy? I went up to the teacher and I said, is my son here? He went, no, he's playing at home today. I was at the wrong school. I went to the wrong school, Michael, and there was not time to get to the proper, to get to the real school. I was absolutely gutted. That's life, huh?
So what can you do?
That's life. What can you do? What can you do? You can go home and you can... this is very rude, then. You can go home I'm going to tell you... does the talkback work now, Sam? I'm just going to go quiet for a second. I was going to say... I wasn't going to do this, but I was going to say... I nearly went home and had...
flipping it!
You didn't hear that, did you, Michael?
No.
Okay, thank God. Okay. You heard that, Sam, yeah? Okay, good lad. You know what
I'm talking
about.
Did the people at home hear it?
I hope not. Otherwise, that's the end of my career. It's been great working here. I've enjoyed this. I've enjoyed Good Morning Britain. But I'm going to sink into a perverted retirement now. The best kind of retirement.
We know exactly how you'll dampen your sorrows.
Hey, Michael.
Yeah?
What's that behind you? Ticky, ticky, ticky. I got you unawares.
You did.
Hey, listen, man, give us a call next week. I'm really glad you called in. I hope my silliness has lifted your spirits for even 30 seconds. And I'd love to chat to you more next week, man.
Okay.
Hang in there, brother. Love you, man. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
0344 499 1000. Hey, Alan.
You are we creator to heaven.
So, your answer to the question of what happened on last night's show is...
you're recreating Stairway to Heaven.
Welcome to the show tonight, Alan. It's as simple as that, mate. It's as simple as that. And on Monday... shut up! Shut your face! If you want to come on Monday, you just got to name something that happened on tonight's show that doesn't involve you. It's as simple as that. So,
I've got the answer for Monday lined up in my mind.
Okay. Oh, it's fine. That's fine and that's good. So here's the thing. Can I make one suggestion?
Yeah?
Take your thumb out of your a-hole and stop slagging me and Kath off on your poxy Facebook page, boy. Otherwise, I will bully you with my fists and with some nunchuckers.
Oh, I like nunchuckers.
Me too, man. I've never seen a nunchuck, though, and I don't recommend it. Alan, you've passed the test. The drawbridge is lowered. The portcullis is lifted. The gates are open. Welcome to the Castle of Fun.
Anyway, jungle starts Sunday. Jungle Mate.
We're not talking. I don't want to talk about the jungle.
And then I go and spoil it all.
I don't want to talk about the jungle. I've got very weird feelings about it, Alan. Very mixed feelings. Not mixed. I've got very negative feelings about it being on telly. I don't want to talk about it.
Well, you're not the only one to say that, because I listened today on a national station and your mate Toff was saying the same thing.
Hang on, we are a national station. You said that as though we weren't a national... I know it's not proper, but...
corporation station.
Okay, and Toff was saying what?
The same thing that you were saying.
Well, yeah, here's the thing. Here's the thing I'd never realised before. When you do a show like that, it's very, very intense... and you have a very, particularly if you do well in it. And I did well in it. I was did the.
You got third.
Thank you. You have a very it messes with your head. Now you can't talk about it too much because people go, oh, grow up, you snowflake. But it does. It messes with your head. And I'm not going to be watching any of this series. And I just don't want to know anything about it. I find it quite upsetting, if I'm completely honest. So we won't be talking about it on this show, Alan. If you want to talk about that, you'll have to find another show to go to and talk about it there.
Well, I won't be talking about it.
Good.
Because I want to talk about something that happened on Monday, but I need to qualify with the answer for tonight.
Yes.
And like I said, I've got the answer, and it involves...
Oh, we go!
Can I have a tickle?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to tickle. I'm not touching you.
No, I like to be tickled.
But I tell you, listen, I'm not going to tickle you because you disgust me, and I'm not going to ask Catherine to tickle you because she will just melt, and we wouldn't hear from her again. We'd be like she got like that scene in Sleepers where Woody Allen gets locked in the orgasmatron.
I think Sam likes a tickle.
Sam, you're absolutely right. Sam does like a tickle. So Sam, I would like you to come on the microphone, please. Not like that. I mean, turn it on. Not like that. And could you give Alan Caddick little tickle monster, please?
The way you have to.
Yes, yes,
am I getting paid extra for this?
Hang on a minute. Where do you like it, Alan?
Under the arms.
Under the lungs?
Under the armpits.
I don't.
Jesus. Do it, Sam.
All right, hands in the air then, Alan. Come on, you know the drill.
Standing by.
It works. Do it again, Sam. It's working. Goodbye, Alan. Thank you, Sam. I've got to be honest. I think Sam tickling Alan Caddick is the funniest thing I've ever heard on the radio. I don't know why. That should just be the podcast, that.
Why did Caddick sound like Tickle Me Elmo?
Here's the thing, right? Sam did that, do I have to? You see how quickly he got into it?
With gusto.
Out gusto, my friend. Well done, Sam. Thank you for that. Best thing I've ever heard.
Listen, if you're going to do the Tickle Monster, do the Tickle Monster.
03444991000 is the phone number. People are saying the Talk Radio app is broken.
Yeah, they're saying it to me a lot.
Well, let's hang on. But it, apparently, it's on a funny loop.
Tickle Monster, the first one.
Let's see if we can get this. Let me just get the Talk Radio app open. What a surprise! Who goes this? This is the Talk Radio app. Is that helping, Michael?
Yeah, it brought a smile to my face.
Helped him. You see?
Never failed.
Hang on. Here we go. Is that on a loop? Imagine you just found that for the first time. Or you tuned into the show late, right? You get that. I would listen to that for half an hour and think, oh, yeah, it's gone really weird tonight, even by his standards.
Is that helping, Michael?
Yeah, it probably
is. Right, we got, you're going to be Michael, okay? We're going to try and... There's an episode of Doctor Who with Tom Baker where they get stuck in a time loop and they're forced to recreate the same bit in the TARDIS over and over again. And the only way to break the loop, I'll come to you in a second, Susan, is for them to act out the scene and break the loop, okay? So, let's listen to it. There we go, listen to it. Is that helping, Michael?
Yeah, it brought a smile on my face.
What's he say? I don't know, hang on. We'll get this.
Never fails the old Tickle Monster.
Tickle Monster. We broke. Is that helping, Michael?
Yeah, it brought a smile on my
face. What's... All right. Is that helping, Michael?
Yeah, it brought a smile on my face.
I've got a smile on my face, yes.
There you go. See? There you go.
Never fails the old Tickle Monster.
Tickle Monster. Is that helping, Michael?
Yes,
I've got a smile on my face.
Never fails the old Tickle Monster.
Tickle Monster. Is that helping, Michael?
Yes, I've got a smile on my face.
Is that helping, Michael?
Yes, I've got a smile on my face.
I could literally do that all night. All night I could do that.
Do it again. Let's do it freestyle.
Okay.
No, just you and us. You and me.
Tickle, 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 tickle. Is that helping, Michael?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a smile on my face.
All right, we'll make him do a dark version now.
You see?
Never.
Tickle, 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 tickle. Is that helping, Michael?
Yeah, I've got a smile on my face.
Never fails the old Tickle Monster. Is that helping, Michael?
Yeah, I've got a smile on my face.
It's infinite. That is what hell sounds like, guys. This could be like that episode of Sapphire and Steel where we're in the cafe and we look out and we're spinning through space. I don't even want to look out the window. Susan, we'll come to you next, unless you're dead. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Yes, man. Let's go to Susan. Good evening, Susan.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Catherine.
What Hello, did Susan. You make of the super deluxe version of the Beatles double album, The Beatles?
Oh,
did you enjoy it?
It was a long time since I've heard it, but I personally feel that they were one of the best. I feel that they were some of the best musicians we've ever had.
Well,
their
you're
music
wrong. You're
was
wrong.
Incredible.
You're wrong. They were lousy musicians.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they're lousy musicians.
Well, how come their music sold millions and millions of albums and still does?
I disagree. Well, you're wrong. First of all, it doesn't sell millions of albums now. It was years ago. Get that right.
Used to, yeah.
You said now.
Well, it still does.
No, it doesn't sell millions now. It doesn't sell millions.
It did then.
Yeah, you
it
said now. Then. You said then and now, and it doesn't now.
Okay.
So I proved you to be a liar.
Oh, stop picking, Ian. Shut up. Now, I'm going to... Do you want to know what I'm going to talk to
but
you about?
But they were lousy musicians.
No. What do you mean they were lousy? They were fantastic. Have you listened to it? Their music was wonderful.
I've heard their music. Paul McCartney. But they were lousy musicians.
Oh, well, that's your personal opinion.
No, it's a fact. It's not an opinion. It's a fact.
But proven by who?
Proven by anyone who knows about music, who's actually listened to their records, which I have done, and you obviously do not know about music, and you've not listened with a musician's ear.
One person out of the whole planet.
No, not just me.
Don't be stupid.
Don't be stupid,
who?
Ian.
Not just me.
Who else then? Come on, quote me some people who say they're rubbish.
Loads of people. There we go.
Like who?
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Pete Townsend from The Who talking about the Beatles. Have a listen to this. Shut up
and listen.
Shut up.
The pop music of this country was very watery and weak and not really worth talking about. People like Cliff Richard. People like this. And fashion was the first thing, and just aggression from people.
Hang on,
you know?
Here we go. We're going to go here. Here we go. This is it. This bit here. Listen.
You think your group of quality.
Shut up.
Why don't you try and give it some?
Because we don't particularly want it to give it quality. We've tried and it's failed so miserably. You know, we're not.
But failed in what way? You mean because he doesn't make the charts?
Quality doesn't come in. You know, it doesn't come into what we're doing at all. Our group, as I said, you know, it's not that sort of group. It's got anything to do with quality. We're more interested in production and keeping moving. You know, and I think quality leads to a sort of stasism. You know, really.
But what do you mean by that? I mean.
Well, it means that if you don't, if you,
it'll be worth it when I prove you wrong.
Really, this is the truth.
Here we go.
You know.
Here we go.
How long do you think audiences are going to go on accepting this this music that hasn't got any quality? Don't you think that people are going to accept
what's got quality?
Be quiet, Susan.
What's got quality in anything? You know?
Here we go. Listen. Here we go.
It's just a sort of a matter of standards, you know. And I mean, standards are exploited in thousands of books. You know, you can if you go after sort of standards, you can find them anywhere. You know, but there's in the pop business, you know, we're lucky in that there are no standards, you know.
But wouldn't you say the Beatles and things like that had a certain musical quality?
Ooh, you know, that's a tough question. I actually, this afternoon, we, John and I, were listening to a stereo LP of the Beatles in which the voices come out of one side and the backing track comes out of the other. And when you actually hear the backing tracks of the Beatles without their voices, they're flipping loud.
You know? Oh! Pete Townsend of The Who says the Beatles as musicians are flipping lousy. Susan,
I'd like to... I don't care what Pete Townsend said.
You sounded excited when I flagged him up.
No, actually, I'll tell you something else. I love The Who.
Yeah, exactly. And he just said that the Beatles are lousy musicians, and
because
he's right.
I don't care what he thinks.
I know what you care about. I know what you care about and what you want. I know what you want.
Yeah. Yeah, well, listen.
Let me tell you. You listen to me. I'm going to tell you what you want, and you're going to get it. You ready?
Yeah.
Sam, join in. Join in, Sam. Quick, me and Sam. And again.
Listen, let me tell you a story about tickling very quickly. When I was 18 and a half, I had my first boyfriend.
Oh.
And he used to chuck me around and tickle me.
What?
And he did it. I used to scream because he did it so hard under my armpits. And I threw my head back on one occasion and smashed my head down.
You can't blame that on me or Sam. We're doing a nice tickle.
No, but I can blame it on him, and he stopped then because it was so hard under the arms. He did it hard.
Susan, where do you like it gently?
I don't like it, John. It's put me off after that. It was a bad experience.
Let me and Sam tickle you back to laughter.
What do you mean, Sam?
I mean Sam.
I thought we were talking to Catherine.
No, with Sam as well.
Catherine is a myth. Catherine doesn't. Catherine died 10 years ago this very day.
I'm actually a mythith.
Oh, sweetheart. Oh, that's lovely to talk to you. I want to talk to Ian about an issue. No, this is serious.
Sam, you get one knee, I'll get the other. You ready?
I'm going to get it. Oh, goodness sake. I want to test my psychic powers on you, Ian. Oh, for goodness sake.
She's not ticklish, will you? Give it up.
Sorry, all right, well, I'll pour myself a cup of coffee from my flask.
We can do the ticking later. Let me talk to you about my psychic powers.
Okay. What number am I thinking of? 69.
No, nope. Regarding you. I can tell you what your ideal lady will look like and be like.
Don't look like Sherry Lungi or Kate Bush.
No,
neither do you,
no,
so that's all right.
That's why I'm not... exactly, that's why I'm not your ideal lady, but I'll tell you who is.
When are you going to send us the
what
pictures?
She looks like. Oh, we'll just do that when I get round to it. Right.
Okay.
Now, the lady you would like... Now, don't interrupt. Let me get to the end of it, and then you can interrupt, okay? Yeah. Right, your ideal lady.
Oh God, here we go.
Will be roughly. You said we could talk about anything. I'm not talking about Brexit. Yeah, I can't stand it anymore. Right.
Please just get to the point before we all die. Before Brexit.
Well, just listen to me.
Get to it then.
Right. In height, she will be roughly 5'8". She'll be tall, slim, good legs.
Well, 5'8" isn't tall.
Blonde hair.
5'8" is tall.
On.
I don't like blondes.
Hang on.
Don't like blondes.
This you said. Yes,
I haven't been out with a blonde. I haven't been out with a blonde for 28 years.
Oh come on! Your wife must have been blonde. Your beautiful wife was blonde, wasn't she?
No, she wasn't.
Oh, right. Okay. So
racist.
One thing.
You're absolute
wrong.
Racist.
No, I'm not racist at all. And she's got to have. She's got to be blonde with green eyes, nice eyes, and she's got to have an attractive face, nice teeth, nice smile. She's got to be a graduate. She's got to be quirky.
I want a bimbo. I want a redheaded 22-year-old bimbo.
You don't want a redhead at all. You don't want a bimbo because you'll get bored. You want a graduate. She's got to be bright, probably in media studies.
Do you know anybody?
Well, I'll tell you in a minute, because you've got to listen to me.
I don't want to listen to you because you're insane.
I'm not as insane as you.
Go and have sex with that man. You're driving me nuts.
Stop it.
You're pining for a shining.
Stop it.
She's got
to have. She's got to have. She's got to be like you. She's got to be. She's got to be outgoing. She's got to be talkative. She's
end.
Got to be quirky.
It's a woman
she's got to be clever.
That are wrong.
Okay. She's got to be probably in media studies or journalism. Okay.
Okay. Great. Fine. Do you know
she's
anyone?
Got to have long legs.
I'm not a legs man.
Blonde.
No, I'm not blonde. I'm not blonde. You're wrong on every count.
No.
Where are you getting this informatiano from?
From my psychic powers.
Well, your psychic powers suck. They're psychic powers.
Well, what colour hair's yours? Mousy. You're mousy, aren't you?
What? I'm salt and vinegar. What do they call
it? Salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper. Like the rap stars.
What colour are your eyes? Green?
Well, you'd know if you were psychic.
I'd say
or you googled me.
I can't do Google. I haven't got a computer. I'd say you're I'd say you're very pale.
Yeah.
And I'd say and that's
I'm black.
And we need to get you
I'm black.
Lovely. And we need to get you on the dating market. We need to get you
datingmarket.com.
We need to. Kathy, we need to find
Kathy?
This boy a gentleman.
Oh, sorry,
what?
You got what? That turned quickly. So it's a fella I'm after now.
Mm?
Thanks very much for your call. Anyone have a clue what just happened there? I think the tickling fried her brain. You went in a little bit too hard on the tickling there, Sam.
You hit a reset button.
Christ didn't start speaking Spanish. 0344 499 01000. Let's go to Michael. Good evening, Michael.
Evening, Ian. Is tonight's show from a mental hospital?
Yes, it is. And you're... But here's the thing. Catherine and I are in the control room. Everybody who's phoning in is phoning in from the ward. They just don't realise it yet. That'd be a great idea for a film,
Instead of doing tickling, why don't you get them to do the Dance of the Flies?
I don't know the Dance of the Flies.
What they do is lie down on the floor... Wandle their arms and wandle their legs like a dead fly that's just been swatted and he's on the floor doing the Dance of the Flies.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah.
Well, why don't you start and then everyone else can join in?
No, I know how to do it. It's up to...
Yeah, you've got to show us.
From your command. How can I show you? I'm on the telephone. I'm not on the...
Well, we believe you.
Do you?
Yeah, go on, show us.
Do it.
If I got on the floor dangling my hands and legs, I'd be calling a bloody ambulance to come out and pick me
Don't
up.
Don't worry, you're being monitored by the interns.
By the interns?
The orderlies. The disorderly orderlies.
I'm not in the nutter.
Oh, your terminology is so...
I'm enjoying the show. I just don't believe some of these people...
I was enjoying the show until about 3 minutes ago, and then it took a nosedive. Ticket, 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 ticket.
Don't affect me, mate.
Yeah, excuse me, miserable git. Let's go to Vinny. Good evening, Vinny.
Good evening. How are you?
None of your beeswax. Do bees make wax?
Why are you in my control room? I was in the control room and you took over the...
You thought you were in the control room and that's your delusion.
Yes, well, now you're in my control room. Can I have my control room back?
Vinny, what makes you think it's your control room, Vinny?
It's my control room. It was my control room. And I was there.
Tell me about
it. And all of a sudden you took my control room. And now I'm in my corner.
Why do you feel...
Looking at my pillows.
Why do you...
Against the wall.
Why do you feel that you need a control room, Vinny?
Because it's my control room.
Do you not think you'd feel better with letting go of the control?
But I need my control.
Well, unfortunately, the control room isn't for you, Vinny. The room you're in now with that nice soft bed, that's your room, and why don't you make the most of it? The tranquilizers should be working soon.
But it's nice and fluffy. It's nice
I don't
and
care
fluffy.
About... Let go of your penis, Vinny.
But it's nice and...
Leave your fluffy
nice.
Penis or leave Mr.
But
fluffy
it's
alone.
Nice and fluffy.
Leave Mr. Fluffy alone, Vinny. You know
but
what happened last time?
Control room back.
You've
can
got...
you get my control room?
Thank you very much for your call, Vinny. Time for 99.
Thank you for fluffy.
Okay, there we go. This is what we're dealing with. This is what we're dealing with, man. This is the weirdest show I think we've ever done. And we've done some weird shows, Catherine. An hour of radio. It does feel very psychedelic tonight. Okay, we'll have a little breather. If you want to give us a call, the switchboard is now empty. 03. Remember when me and Sam...
I think I'm going to have to readjust Vinny's meds.
Remember when me and Sam started tickling a horn pot? Do you remember that? 0344 499 1000 is the phone number. Switchboard is empty, so we can kind of reset the clock. That was fun. I enjoyed that a lot to talk about. Kilograms, a bum model. The fact that the phrase bum model even exists. That's kind of, the story isn't really about that, but that's what I wanted to talk about. There's a grave robber. There's a new sex machine.
Oh.
Yeah, and Christmas is coming, and so might you be, if you can get your hands on one. 0344 499 1000 is the phone number. This is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle, only on Talk Radio.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record that they love.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.